Hi, this is Lucy Scott,
Alex Hightower,
and Lainey Mays.
This is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts. Welcoming Rob Righthand.
Yay!
Woo! Hi, guys.
It may sound familiar from our outros.
Yeah, friend of the pod, musician of the pod. All of it.
Glad to be on.
Yeah, glad you could join
us. So we thought we would bring someone in who is much more qualified than us to talk about sports podcasts, because a lot of people have been asking for them, and I personally don't know anything about sports nor podcast about sports. So yeah. Rob's going to be our sports guy.
Yeah.
And I really want to make my joke over to Rob with sports. But we'll do it later.
I was just about to say that. And over to Rob.
But first, we're going to go around and talk about what we've been listening to. And Rob can jump in if he wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So some updates. What have I been listening to? Actually, like, a lot, which was weird. I was reflecting. I was like, oh, my God, I did really well. I wasn't even thinking about it. I've been listening to two Gimlet podcasts, actually, that have, I think, been kind of popular. I've seen articles about them.
Oh.
So the first is Sandra, the one with Kristen Wiig and Alia Shawkat.
I've been curious about that.
I like it. I got it. I think it's really good. It's a Black Mirror-esque kind of thing. Not quite as dark, but it's essentially, Sandra is sort of like our Siri, but it follows this woman who's like working for the company that like produces Sandra. So she's one of the specialists. So it's like very kind of quirky, really short episodes, like 30 minutes, really like it. And then I've also been listening to The Habitat, which is another Gimlet podcast. Mm-hmm. And so that one is nonfiction. And it follows these six volunteers who are basically doing a 1-year simulation of like going to Mars. So you get to see them basically descend into madness. But wow. It's really interesting. It's a lot about just like human interaction. Yeah. You see them fight. You see them get along and just the things they would actually deal with. Oh. So I really like both of those.
Those are two of Gimlet's new podcasts,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah. There's just a few out of The Habitat. And Sandra, I think, has like 8 episodes or something.
Okay.
But they're both pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're on
it. Did you say this already? But Sandra has Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig and yeah, Alia Shawkat and someone else. Is it Ethan Hawke? I think. Yeah,
I think you're
like
right.
Some heavy hitters in there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So I've been listening a lot to The Daily, which I always do, but there were two really big ones. So, yep.
I think I wrote this down. Go ahead.
So the first one came out this week, I think, and it's about cab drivers and Uber. Do you listen?
I know, but I've had tons of people recommending that episode to me.
It's crazy. It's kind of sad because essentially talking about what Uber is doing to these cab drivers, and there's been so many suicides related to Uber taking over this business, because when you own a cab, it's like owning your own business, and these people are so depressed that happens, and it's so sad, but it was a really cool podcast in itself because he got into a cab and drove around. So Michael's talking and people are honking and he's driving around and he like pays him at the end. So it has this really cool visual that you're kind of seeing in your mind of like being in a cab in New York City. It was beautifully produced. It was sad content, but it was really good. And the second one is about the Golden State Killer, of course. So Paul Holes, all the My Favorite Murder fans
love
are
Paul Holes.
Loving Paul Holes.
Obsessed.
So he was really behind the capture of this man, and it's so good. It takes you into what he did and how he caught him, but it really gives a lot of, it's like his appeal to, like, don't worry, we're not looking into your family history.
Oh,
like, this is how we're doing this. No, don't, like, your aunt could call in and it'd be the same process. Like, don't worry. So that, I think, helps people get a little information. And then I wanted to, we tweeted this and it got a lot of traction, but I wanted to give some podcasts that do deep dives on the whole Golden State Killer thing because I think it's very topical and you might want to kind of go deeper. Of course, My Favorite Murder really talks about the book and they interview Patton Oswalt and all of this. So that's great, but it's not really a deep dive. So it's like honorable mention.
Yeah. I found when I was listening to My Favorite Murder, it made me want to learn more because they are talking sort of with the assumption that if you're listening, you know a lot about it. And so I found that I was able to glean some details from it, but I ended up going to other podcasts to actually learn about what happened.
Yeah. I mean, we can't not mention them, but these are the three that if you want to go deep, these are the three. So Criminology Podcast, Case File, and Exposed East Area Rapist, like colon East Area Rapist. Mm. So those three are really good. And we also have a tweet on Twitter with all of this information listed. So go find that if you want more. I just thought that was really important to talk about. Anyway, I have a couple more, but the main one I just wanted was the R. Kelly Edge of Fame one that Lucy.
I haven't listened. I don't know if I can. About.
It's really sad, too. I'm just on a sad kick. I don't mean to be. But it's about this girl.
Mine are sad, too. We're starting this episode off with some real downers, guys.
But don't worry. It's going to pick up. So in this one, R. Kelly's essentially has a cult. So they're going in with this family talking about their daughter who has been essentially taken. And if she's really happy and the family thinks she's being brainwashed. So it's really good. Something I didn't really know a lot about. We won't get into R. Kelly, so it'll take a while.
Yeah.
But, those are mine.
Interesting. Okay, so, oddly, the last pod that you just talked about is sort of related to the two of the podcasts that I was going to recommend. One, and I think I mentioned this in a prior recording, but Caliphate, that new podcast, I've gotten really into it. I think they have 3 episodes out right now. And it's all about it. That is a deep dive into the world of ISIS and how they recruit people. And I had just coincidentally recently listened to Jonathan Van Ness's podcast, and he has an episode about cults. And I almost felt like the Getting Curiouser with Jonathan Van Ness episode about cults was sort of a good companion piece, oddly enough, to the Caliphate episode about recruitment. Just because I listened to both of those episodes in a very short amount of time, there was a lot of overlap I heard in terms of like the kinds of people who are targets for cults, what the indoctrination process is like, who is more susceptible to being indoctrinated into an organization like that. So I would recommend the Getting Curious episode about cults along with the Caliphate episode about recruitment. The entire podcast is really good so far, but I felt like it really opened my eyes just to things that I really had not understood. When you hear about people from America or Canada getting recruited into ISIS, that just seems so strange and it's hard to like wrap your mind around. And the reporter who does this podcast does a really great job of articulating how that happens and exactly what the process is like, and how it is a truly like there are systems around how to recruit people, and they're really compelling systems.
You know, last week, I think you brought up the whole, people who are going through transitions. And so now whenever I see something like talking specifically about cults, like, I don't even know, how do I get into this? I'm like, well, actually, people. So it really sticks with you.
Yeah, it totally does. And Jonathan Van Ness was curious about cults because he had started watching Wild Wild Country, which is a great Netflix series. But they're able to really expand on things that all cults have in common. And they talk about the difference between a religion and a cult, which is something that a lot of people don't understand and are interested in. So those are two that I'd recommend. And then also In the Dark just launched its second season. It's real, real scary. So the first season of In the Dark, which I was like obsessed with, was about the Jacob Wetterling case. And basically it's a really horrific story about a kid in the 80s who was like abducted, and it ended up leading to the National Sex Offender Registry and had huge policy implications. This new season is all about a murder that took place in Mississippi in, I think, 1996. And you begin to see that there is probably a huge miscarriage of justice that's taken place in this community.
No.
Yeah. I know. Can you believe? but as someone from Mississippi, I think I would be interested in the story anyway, but it like touches me in a really personal kind of way. And like, it's in Winona, Mississippi, where this happened. And I'm like, well, I know about Winona. And so if you're interested in like serialized true crime stories, I would recommend In the Dark.
That's really good. I'm glad you brought that up because people ask for that a lot. And I need a new one besides the ones that I give. So
yeah, In the Dark is amazing. It's such great reporting. And the investigative reporter who's doing this podcast actually moved to Mississippi so that she could be really embedded in what she was learning. Yeah, wow. It's great. It's only a few episodes in so far, but it's great. Yeah. So those are my three recommendations for the week.
Rob, do you have anything to add?
Please lighten this up, okay. Rob.
I was going to say, I kind of love going after Lucy because this could not be more different.
Yes!
That's what we
need. Yeah, we need it.
So what I've been listening to, other than the obvious ones that I'm going to talk about later, this sounds so weird coming after In the Dark. Westworld is back on.
Yeah!
And I was listening to my go-to Westworld podcast, watching Westworld from the guys at Bald Move. They do a bunch. They're really good. They do. So I first heard about them because I was just knee-deep in the Game of Thrones obsessions, and
aren't
I wanted
we all?
To listen to a podcast about it, and I found theirs. And then they have one for Game of Thrones, Westworld. They have one for movies, which I really like. And they have a bunch of other TV show ones. I think they're one of their biggest ones is Walking Dead, and it's called Watching Dead. But I don't watch Walking Dead, so I don't listen to that one because I don't watch the show. But yeah, they do kind of like a deep dive on all the episodes. Their insight is really good, and I love the dynamic with both of the podcasters. His weirdly enough, the main guy's name is Aaron, but it's spelled like Aaron.
And okay.
I keep thinking A-Ron. It's just I keep thinking of the Key and Peele skit.
Yeah, that's
how we all laugh.
Aaron. That's all I think of. Yeah. But all the podcasts I listen to have two very similar themes in that I love the dynamic of the hosts. And everything is not culturally significant. It's about like sports and watching TV shows.
I have a question. So for the Westworld one, because it all streams at once, do they do episode by episode and put them all out? Like, how does that work?
So they do that for, I forgot the other important one that they cover, Stranger Things. That's what they do. That's what they do for Stranger. They do episode by episode, but obviously it all comes out at once.
Mm-hmm.
But for Westworld, they do, obviously the whole season comes out at once. So they just do one podcast per episode. But for Game of Thrones, they have a lot more coverage. And I think Westworld, it's getting there. Cause I think first season of Westworld, they did like one, I think they just did one podcast on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. Breaking everything down, it was at least an hour, maybe like an hour and a half. They really dug into it. And then this season they started an instant, I think they call it Instant Talk, and they do right after, like the second the episode ends.
That's fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I mean, unsurprisingly, because they're covering it all so much, they watch these episodes like four times before they have a deep dive. Because they'll be like, oh, did you see that one extra in the back of the one scene with Teddy? And I'm like, how did you notice that? And it's, well, I mean, if you've seen it four times, that makes sense. Yeah, but that was really fun. I listened to their breakdown. Other things I listened to, I think they were all sports related or your
okay.
podcast.
Yeah.
Been listening to this amazing podcast. My roommate's the co-host. Make the meta even more meta right now.
So much. Yeah, there are a lot of layers.
Yeah.
You listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yes, I do. So you guys got me into My Dad Wrote a Porno. You guys set the groundwork, and then
okay.
I was telling Lucy about when I was in Boston visiting my friend, and it was one of those, oh, I got to give that a listen. Like, I was going to listen to it eventually, but my friend basically, this is one of my best friends from when I lived in New Jersey, he basically was not going to let me leave without listening to it. And we were in the car for maybe a total of 2 hours over the course of a weekend, and we were listening to nonstop My Dad Wrote a Porno. And Athena and I are both obsessed with it, and the thing that you will always hear us walking around saying is, boom, bow, boom, bow, because we're obsessed with the theme song from that one.
It's so good. Love it.
It's amazing. It's so funny. I love
that you're
funny.
Like, listen to that sports and yours. Like, I feel so
yeah.
honored.
Yeah.
Well, so Athena, my girlfriend, also roommate of Lucy, also roommate of me, she doesn't listen to too many podcasts, but when she's into a podcast, she goes all
it's
in.
It's insane.
She, no. Lucy got her into Serial, and she finished it in 7 hours
yeah.
at work.
Oh my god!
Just
yeah.
the That's, whole
it took
day.
Over hotel that it was
the
over.
Whole day. And then she finished. Yeah. I think she finished all of Dad Wrote a Porno. Well, we took a 5-hour bus ride back from Boston, and she did nothing but listen to it. Wow. And I think she finished it within a week or something, or yeah. something crazy like that.
I know.
It's insane.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah. Right? It is impressive.
Yeah. She did skip the footnotes, though. But I was like, how are you not going to listen to, like, Elijah Wood talk about how he really wants to play that one guy from the beginning who's, like, her boss? Like, so, yeah.
You know, I love that.
Nice. Good ones.
Those yeah. are my non-sports podcasts.
Yeah. Thank well, you. On that
yeah.
note.
Yeah.
We're going to turn it back to you.
Right back to Rob. So we have yeah. to admit that we gave very loose instructions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, since I know very little about sports in general and sports podcasts, I didn't even know where to start. Yeah.
You
I want
could
you to
tell
teach
me
us.
Anything and yeah. I would believe you. I know
amazed.
Nothing about sports. I've never listened to a sports podcast. Have never had any interest in listening to a sports podcast, to be completely honest. Because why would I when I don't watch any sports? So just like we want
to,
yeah.
we were asked and we're trying to deliver to yes. have this as a backup for recommendations that we mm-hmm. give. So with that, over to sports with Rob.
over to Rob. Well, yeah, I mean, the funny part is that it seems the most natural for podcasting because as a sports fan my whole life, I've always watched ESPN, and they always have a show for baseball, a show for basketball, a show for football. They have so many talk shows. So it makes sense that you try to find your niche for podcasts. And as Lucy was getting me into podcasts was right when I started to become an avid soccer fan. Mm-hmm. So all of my sports podcasts are soccer podcasts.
Yeah.
So I basically started with names that I knew of. I was like mostly from TV shows. So ESPN has their own soccer show called ESPN FC. And that was the first one that I started with. And then the second one that I listened to was these two crazy guys called the Men in Blazers. And they're these two bald guys, and they definitely play into that and talk about how they're the bald guys. So I have two podcasts that are two guys that are talking about being bald in two different scenarios. But yeah, so they had a TV show, and they were part of the coverage for the World Cup in 2014. And I've been watching their show and then listening to their podcast as well. So that was kind of what got me started on it.
What's the difference between the show and the podcast?
Yeah, so as you'd expect, the show is so cut down and everything is much more efficient, and it's only a runtime of 22, I guess it'd be about 22 minutes. I don't know how it is about airing it, but I always watch it from the NBC like app because mm-hmm. they're basically in conjunction with NBC. And so the format of the show is just there's two guys sitting in a broom closet that is decked out in like soccer stuff, and they just break down games from the English Premier League, which is the biggest soccer league. It's, I mean, the equivalent of like the NFL for none for anyone outside the U.S.
Chelsea and Arsenal?
Yeah, Chelsea and Arsenal. Nice. My favorite team is Manchester United, but yeah, sure.
Okay.
Chelsea
and Arsenal. Sorry. I forgot one.
Yeah. And those guys just crack me up. They're hilarious. They one of my favorite things they did. So one of my favorite soccer players is Wayne Rooney, who is a little backstory about him. He's only 32, but the perception of him is that he's very old because he literally started at a World Cup when he was 16 years old.
Whoa.
So he's been around for a while. So people think like, oh yeah, he's been around forever. And it's like, hey, he's not that old. And he's one of those people who had a lot of hair loss. And they had, and these two guys are bald, so they had an entire show breaking down the evolution of his hair because
so mean.
It sounds mean, but I mean, he looks good now because he had it must have been a hair transplant or something, but he was 24, 25.
Wow.
And he looked like he was like 35. So it makes sense. But they had a whole show breaking it down. It was pretty funny. But
I want to ask such an insensitive question.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Well, it's just a really dumb question. I mean, when they get, you know how like they bounce the ball on their heads all the time? Does that do anything to the hair follicle?
Okay. Maybe? I've always thought that because on the flip side, there's a player. So Wayne Rooney used to be on Manchester United and he left, and they have a player now, whose name is Marouane Fellaini, and he has a huge afro.
Uh-huh.
And he's like six. Actually, it's weird because most of them are shorter, so I always think that he's taller. I think he's 6'5". I think he's actually just like 6'3", 6'2". Okay. He might be around my height. Oof. And he's got this huge lion's mane of hair. I don't think it affects. I don't think it makes enough of a difference.
Yeah. Mm.
And I especially thought that if people had like very pointy hair, that would kind of, you know, knock the ball a different. I don't know.
If
I don't think
it makes a difference. There is a advertising opportunity for soccer players. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Different hair. They got a lot of different hairs. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of soccer players do. I don't know. There are lots of man buns happening in soccer. Ooh, yeah. I mostly watch soccer for the hair looks.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's why I watch it. Although I'm not going to lie, when I finally decided to get a different haircut that I had had for maybe 8 years, I may or may not have been influenced by soccer players.
Aww.
Although I didn't go bleach blonde like most of them were doing, and I didn't etch my name into the side of my forehead.
That
like
would have been cool.
That would have been a look.
Can you etch our podcast name in
just right here?
It's a big DYEP. Yeah.
Oh man. for Men in Blazers, their TV show is definitely very different from their podcast, but you can tell there's a lot of the same kind of jokes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that they do specifically for the podcast, which I think is hilarious, is they have the mood table. So you'll have, you know, whatever teams in first, second, third, they'll have their version of the teams that are the happiest and the teams that are doing the best. Because you could have a team that's the best in the league, but they're the best in the league because everyone in the club is so like they're such perfectionists that they'll have one loss and they'll be completely ripped apart, and then they're still winning by like a good amount of points. Mm-hmm. So, and then they'll have, on the flip side, they'll have teams that are not doing so well who won a game that they clearly shouldn't have, and they'll put them at the top of their mood list, and it's really funny. And they'll just have like, you'll look at the regular table and the mood table, and sometimes it'll just be completely flipped, and they have a lot of fun with that, and they make a lot of jokes, and they definitely make a lot of Game of Thrones and Westworld jokes about I think their favorite go-to one for Westworld is when a defender gets passed by really fast, they say he's like a malfunctioning Westworld host. They say that a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Those guys are really funny. And they're kind of what like started it for me, because I was always interested in their show, but the ESPN FC guys are also really cool, and a lot of those are former players.
That's fun.
And they get a lot of big names too. I mean, probably the biggest name in like the biggest name announcer and some of the biggest former players are on their show. But on the flip side, they're also doing kind of like the headline-y type news. They're not able to do a deep dive. So that's why I like, that's why I started listening to some of my other podcasts, which are they, whereas, you know, maybe that'll be a 30 minute podcast. Some of these other ones can break down one game in an hour, or it could be even longer than the actual game. They, that's how much time they can spend breaking it down. So I feel like they get to have a lot of fun with that. And the one that, that definitely breaks it down the most, and I would say is probably the best geared for a podcast, is called The Total Soccer Show. And those guys are, so it's two guys, Daryl and Taylor. One's British, one's American. And fun fact, the British guy is actually a diabetic, and I am too. So I, when he talks about being a diabetic and playing sports, it definitely hits close to home. he's always talking about like, yeah, well, I go to my soccer games and I got to bring this and that for a low blood sugar snack. And like, like that, that's what I brought. I always bring a, like I always have, it's always attached to me. So yeah, that show is really, really fun. They get to break down a lot of games. They, all these podcasts have a lot of interviews, and they'll range a lot. Like this show, they do a lot of collaborations and they'll have a lot of time spent with other podcasts, and they have a like a partnership with, I think it's called Howler Magazine, and they they spend a lot of time collaborating with these guys, and they have kind of like a little like soccer podcast community.
So it's like cool, I like that.
And the thing that I'm love about these podcasts, and I was telling Lucy about how that's true for your podcast as well, is I love the kind of like, what would you call it? Like the featured parts, like where you
the
have
bits.
The your own pod. Pod or odd is my favorite.
Yeah.
Pod or, I was telling Lucy this. I think if you guys have had 10 of those, I think I'm 0 for 10. Like I am you guys are way too good at that.
We have too much fun.
You said one that was like, I don't remember. It was insane. And I was like, there is no fucking way. There is no way that is a podcast.
I'm telling you, whenever I see it, I think of bumbling and stumbling, and I'm like, that's got to be out there. Like, I am so proud of myself.
There is no way. Like, some of those blow my mind. I love it.
We need to do that again.
We should. It's been a second.
It's a fun bit.
So yeah, I'm a big fan of the bits. I wrote some of it down because I just love them. So the one that they do, or well, I guess this isn't a bit. This is more of a feature of the show. The Total Soccer Show is very active with young soccer players and basically scouting them and kind of getting a basis, because they're the most plugged into U.S. soccer and the U.S. men's national team. And basically, if the team, so the team right now isn't going to the World Cup, not doing too well. If 2 years from now they start doing amazing, I guarantee you, you'd find some of the names of the people that ended up being amazing who came out of nowhere. Yeah. These guys would have already been scouting it. They have a large scouting network, and they have a lot of their listeners scouting people. I actually really wanted to join because Athena's best friend, Zandi, her brother is trying to, he's like getting recruited to, and he wants to play in MLS. And I was like, if he gets signed to a team, I really would love to scout him because that'd be awesome. So they have a bunch of, they have like hundreds of scouts out there, and they're always looking into, because I was thinking like scouting is like, you're on the field, you know the player, right. You talk to them, but it can really be anything. Like I'm sure they could set me up and I could be scouting someone in England and I can just be looking up tons of information about them, anything that comes up in an article, following highlights of them. It's all on
That's
the internet.
That's kind
of
genius.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
They have their listeners doing their work for them.
Or it's also like only if you have like a rep, like they can only cover so much.
Right.
Oh yeah. I think that's one of their, that's one of those things that happens every single podcast at the very end. They break down how all these players are doing. And you see a huge variety. You see people that are really starting to make it. You see some that are kind of fading a little bit. And you can see a lot of, because a lot of times in the public eye and on certain TV shows like the ones I was mentioning before, it can kind of seem like, oh, this player is playing for this amazing team. And it's like, oh, he went to the Chinese league. He went to the Turkish league. He's kind of fading away. And then you could find out maybe less than a year later that that person has completely turned around their career and they're amazing.
Wow.
They're just in a different league and they just didn't fit in like a bigger league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a, would you rather be the 100th best player in an amazing league or the second or first best player in a not as good league? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these, they track a lot of that. They do soccer 101 where they answer like kind of basic questions.
That's what I would do.
Is,
oh my God, it is such a help. Because so I was learning about the sport. I never played it growing up. I was more of a basketball kid. And I just really loved watching it. But I was like, I didn't understand what they were talking. I was like, what is a 10? What is the, these are like, the guy is number 10 on his shirt, but he's playing on the wing and they call him a 10. I was like, what is that? Like, there's this whole system, but no one explains it. And they were the only ones who explained, because they would just be like,
that's what I was going to say. Because I feel like a lot of these, since they go so in depth, it's nice to have something that backs it up a little bit for newbies.
Yeah. They have like a terminology thing and they'll talk about, because basically they'll name a team and they'll say like where everyone's starting and they'll say this person is an attacking midfielder and you're like, okay, you'll kind of get that in your head, and then later they'll be referred to as something totally different, and then they'll just be like, yeah, that's just a synonym, that's the same thing, just don't worry, that's what that is. But it's kind of a, you need to like get caught up on that. Like I would never know that.
Exactly.
Yeah. They have a really fun one that they, I think they call it the Wikipedia quiz, where they'll go through and they'll say like, all right, this player has played for 19 clubs. And you're like, all right, how has someone played for 19 clubs? He's from this country. He does this, he does that. And then like, they have some weird system about how you guess the name of that player, and it's a couple people playing against each other, and like they have a lot of fun with that. Another one I love, they do like starting 11s, but for obscure things. So they had a Parks and Rec starting 11.
Oh my God.
So like they'll just kind of take the attribute of the position and match it to like a personality type.
That's amazing.
So like center back is like the main defender. That's probably what I would like. You need to be like tall. You need to be strong. And well, it just sounded like I was. Like, never mind.
You gotta be amazing. But
let me say that in a more insulting way. You don't need to be fast. That's why I would. That's why I would be that position. So oh man, not that coming out well. Not coming out well.
No, that was perfect.
Anyway, so they were talking about like people that would work well as a team together, and they would be very strong and fierce. And they were like, it's got to be Donna Meagle and April Ludgate. They're like, they're the two. And like they were saying how April wouldn't even have to like take the ball; she'd just stare them down, and they'd be like, "I'll give you the ball, do whatever." And
that's a soccer I can watch.
They said for goalie, which like they often say that goalies are kind of wired differently. They're a little nutty. A lot of them, like you see people screaming at their teammates, it's the goalie, because it's strange. It's really weird. It's across all sports, because basically the notion is that if you mess up as a striker or as a defender, you can have your teammates cover for you, but if you mess up as a goalie and you have a bad day, you could give up 5, 6, 7 goals. So they're a little high strung. And they were saying how Ron Swanson would be their goalie.
Yep.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be fazed by anything, and he'd have a lot of fun wearing his very bland red polo. I'm always thinking of the gif of Ron throwing out the printer in the dumpster.
Delete all photos of Ron.
Delete all. So yeah. Oh, and they also had one for a right defensive back, which is basically your another imposing defender, and you're kind of like trying to not let anyone through the channels. And they said Jeremy Jam because you're gonna get jammed, and he's kind of like the villain, so he'd be really good.
Hate
for that,
that guy.
Yeah, oh, he's the worst. I love his fake ads though. His fake ads are my favorite. Anyway, cool. So yeah, that's a little bit about Total Soccer Show. Should I talk about a different one I listened to? Or
yeah, well, one question that I have already is, what is it like to listen to podcasts about sports, which you're like originally consuming in like a visual medium, you know, whereas podcasts are just audio? Is there ever a disconnect between when you're listening to podcasts about sports, when they're referring to things happening on the field?
Absolutely.
Okay.
More specifically, because so the kind of big name ones, Men in Blazers and ESPN FC, they'll say something like, oh yeah, this guy scored a goal, this guy did this. They won't really break it down in such detail that you'll feel like you need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was actually a really cool moment where the Total Soccer Show kind of broke something down that no one else, it was a very big game, and no one else had noticed.
Mm.
Because there is a striker for Real Madrid. They're one of the biggest teams in the world, and they're about to play in the championship. It's a huge competition in like a week or two. And their striker had come under a lot of criticism, and people were thinking that he doesn't really have it, and maybe he should get traded off the team, like we don't think he's good enough. And there's a goal that Cristiano Ronaldo scored that was kind of, if you watch it, and I thought the same thing, that it looks like this guy misses the ball and then Ronaldo scores for him. They broke it down. What this guy does is genius. He takes the defender that's in front of Ronaldo and he kind of grabs him by, so if his left arm's in front of him, he kind of grabs him by the right arm and fakes like he's kind of falling, and he pulls the guy with him and turns him around.
Oh my God.
So many like, tricks.
How would you have seen that? Like they broke this down as he basically enabled Cristiano Ronaldo to score, which is kind of in a nutshell what his job is, to make the superstar look like a superstar.
Yep.
But that was kind of an interesting one where, and that was one where when I saw the highlight, I didn't see that at all. And they were breaking it down and I was like, is that true? I don't know. And then I rewatched it and they're absolutely right. But no one else would have picked up on that. It honestly looks like he trips over the guy and falls over and then Cristiano Ronaldo scores and you're like, oh, well, it's a good thing Ronaldo was there. But instead it's like, actually, this guy was really helping out. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
That guy's probably happy. He's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, someone recognizes my genius.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's no Ron Swanson, but. Yeah. They get to break it down really well. Another pod I listened to is, it's called Caught Offside, and they're kind of partnered with ESPN FC. And I actually just emailed them my first email yesterday, because one of their segments that they do at the end of all their shows, they have a red card and a man of the match. So in soccer, when you get a red card, that means you're kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
Like you did something really bad. And then the man of the match is exactly what it sounds like. So they kind of have that in a different kind of sense. Obviously, it could be a player doing really well, or it could be a manager making a smart decision, or anything. And they had a really sweet man of the match once. Did you guys ever hear the story about the Millwall pub guy? Did you guys ever hear that story?
No.
So this is one of those.
No idea.
I find as such an avid soccer fan, I find myself learning about things happening in the world that I wouldn't have known about. And like, for example, the whole Spain, Catalan trying to secede from Spain. I know way more about that than I would have because of how it affects soccer.
Mm.
And like, but it's not like I get all my news from that.
Yeah,
but I basically, I don't think I would have heard half as much about it if people weren't breaking it down so much, because that's one of the biggest club leagues in the world, for the biggest sport in the world, and two of the biggest clubs in the world. So that could be huge if Catalan separates, because one of them is a Catalan club, Barcelona. So the weird Millwall guy, it's heroic and insane, and I can't believe it's a real thing, but there was a guy in a pub who was a diehard Millwall fan, which is like an English like second or third division team, and there were these guys who came into a pub with knives and were trying to like, I don't know what they were, I think they were either trying to rob the place or they were trying to like attack people. And this guy who was a drunken fan, heroically came and stopped them by himself. These two people, this guy was like a hero, but kind of an offsetting hero. Like a strange hero, you know? And apparently the words that he uttered when they came in, they said something about where they were from, and they said, like, for our land or whatever. This guy stood up and said, F you, I'm Millwall, and attacked them, and basically saved this bar full of people.
What?
Can you believe that that's a real story? Oh, my God. That actually happened in the world.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Wow. That was one of the men of the matches. So, this crazy guy... This crazy guy saved a room full of people because he was drunk and heroic.
Wow.
And yeah. Had a lot of pride in his team, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently he got a whole lot of adrenaline and he just said F you, I'm Millwall.
And he was fine? Like
no, he was in the hospital, but he recovered.
He didn't die, so
no, he's I mean
wow.
I mean fine is a relative term.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I emailed them because I was basically saying, like, oh, I'm trying to think of my favorite red cards in Man of the Matches. And I was like, in short, I sent them a pretty long email, but I was asking them what their favorites were because I'd only been listening for like a year and a half. And I know they've been around for longer and I can't even find their old podcast. So interested to hear from that.
If they write back, can you let us know? We'd like to update.
Yeah. Like, I mentioned you guys. I was like, I'm going to be on. Do you even podcast? Oh! And like, you guys should get a listen. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's amazing. But really, we are interested in how people give feedback.
Yep.
Because sometimes we're successful and sometimes we're not. Yeah. But we would love to hear if they reply back.
Mm-hmm. Every podcast that I listen to has some form of listener feedback. Or it's annoying because I'm not a big Twitter person, but a bunch of them, they only do it through people tweeting them, obviously, because you can generate a lot of buzz about your show. But this particular one, they have an email, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna email them, because it's just weird. I haven't tweeted in like 4 years, and then the one tweet that I have is like, hey, listen to your podcast. I was like, I'm not ever on Twitter, so I'm like, I don't want to do that.
This is a bot.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Seems weird.
It's like, well, no. You can send them a link to the pod.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I told them about the name of the show, and I probably should have sent a link. Yeah.
No, I mean of this.
Oh, yeah. So they actually have a bunch of, they have a couple other ones that they do infrequently. They have one that's called Jump to Conclusions, which is like a lot of the big name shows will kind of break down like a team in the beginning of the season. They're like, oh, they've been doing so well, they're going to win everything. And it's like, wait, hold on. Are we kind of jumping to that conclusion? Mm-hmm. So they kind of break down like what they think is valid, what they think is kind of speaking a little too soon. Mm-hmm. They have one that's called based off of it's called Lowered Expectations, and it's based off of a Matt TV sketch. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
I remember that
sketch. I don't remember that sketch.
Yeah.
No. I love Matt
TV. It's a really obscure one. I watched a clip of it. It's basically like a fake like a dating show. It'll be like my name's Rob. I want a woman who can blah blah blah. And like they'll name like an absurd amount of qualities that they want in the person they're looking for, and then they'll kind of realize, okay, maybe that's too much, and then they'll kind of settle and they'll be like, I just want someone who's okay with me drinking a lot. Like a lot. It's like, it just gets like really sad and then it cuts out. It was a really funny sketch. Yeah. That one's so funny. And the one that I watched was, do you guys know Will Sasso? He was on a bunch. He's like Mr. Sitcom guy. He's a comedian. You'll probably recognize
Sounds
him if
really
you see
familiar.
Him. Yeah. He's really funny. And he was I think that was like kind of his start was on Mad TV, and he was the one that I watched. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that
definitely.
Guy.
Yeah.
I definitely.
He looks like Mr. Clean kind of. So yeah, that's caught offside. Do you guys what are we talking about next?
Well, I'm curious to know, do you feel like you have gotten into sports podcasts because, I mean, like, what was the thing that made you go from just watching sports to I want more of this in a different way? How did you make that jump?
I feel like you I personally feel like you go through different levels of fandom. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same with the book snobs for Game of Thrones. It's like, you know, you're watching the show, you're paying attention, and then you have like kind of the next level where it's like you're really paying attention. You're like seriously, don't talk to me, don't text me while I'm watching the show. Then yep. You have people that are like looking up everything, that are like total weirdos that like really pay attention to Game of Thrones, like myself, and like read the books. And then there's people who are like really snobbish and like, oh, you don't know what happens to the Red Wedding? Well, good luck with that. It's always the go-to example. And I feel like it's the same with anything. And with soccer, I definitely felt like I was becoming such a big fan of Manchester United. And then I was like, I'm never going to see, unless I go to London, I'm never going to see a big important game. Because I didn't see them at Yankee Stadium when they played over the summer. But the ones that they play over the summer are friendlies. So, like, you won't see their big name players, or if you do, they're kind of in their off season, like getting their fitness up. So you're not going to see a competitive game ever. Mm-hmm. So I started to follow the Red Bulls, and I went to their game like yesterday, actually.
Oh, cool.
Thank you to my lovely girlfriend, Athena, for getting me tickets for Christmas. She's the best. Cause she knows I'm obsessive at soccer and she could care less, but she's like, sure, I'll go with you. I kind of was liking more teams, getting more interested in different leagues and different players and different leagues teams. And I just felt like I wanted to a big part of it at the beginning was a lot of, I didn't understand how something would happen. Like I would see one team face another and people would say, all right, well, you know, Manchester City is going to beat Liverpool, obviously. And then you watch the game and they win Liverpool wins 4-0. You're like, that's how, what? And when you kind of understand a little bit more about it, you can kind of figure out what happened there. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of instantly like, all right, I want to see what happened here. And I definitely started watching it all from the World Cup, because I've watched the World Cup since I was like old enough to know what was going on. And I definitely started to get into it, and I just kind of kept wanting more. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just see what was happening on the field. I wanted to hear about what, because I mean, all it takes is being obsessed with one player and then seeing them play amazing one week, and then the next week they're not even in the squad, and you're like, what happened to them? And if you don't follow the team, you don't know that, oh, he actually just picked up an injury. He's going to be out for 3 months. Like, it could be little things like that. It could be like, the team is playing so much better now. We play with much more defenders. What's going on here? I don't understand tactics. I don't know how this works. Because when I started, I didn't know anything about tactics. I never played soccer. So, I mean, now I feel like I am abundantly, I am totally prepared to be the coach of my future son's soccer team. So ready for that. So ready for that. Because I'm like, I mean, I never played it. I try playing every now and then, but I was like, yeah, I could totally be a coach. I got this.
Oh, I
total,
can see
total
that.
Soccer this show
feels
got me
so
ready.
Encouraging. I feel like I could start listening to understand how soccer
you could,
works.
You could. I started late in every sport. Like basketball, I should have started way earlier. I started first with baseball, and that ended up being like, why am I playing this sport? I'm terrible at this sport. Played all the wrong ones.
I have no hand-eye coordination, so I stay as far away
from... So baseball for you, yeah.
No!
I can run. That's like my skill.
I've played soccer for a year, and I still don't know anything about it.
I had a question. So do you see yourself branching out to any other sports podcasts? Are you still trying to like juggle all these different soccer ones right now?
Yeah, I think so. I just... For example, I've kind of... As I've been obsessive with soccer, I've kind of stopped paying attention so closely with other sports. Mm-hmm. I used to consider myself an NFL fan, and now I would say I'm more of just a Giants fan. I follow the team, but I don't know that much about what's going on. And I was I joined my company's fantasy football league, and I was like, yeah, sure, I got this. And I didn't know a third of the players' names, and I was like, wow, I don't know anything anymore. So I could see myself getting more interested in that. I'm still waiting for the past like 7 years for the Knicks to be good again. Maybe I'll be a fan of them again soon. I could see it being to the point where I'd be a bigger fan, but at this point, I caught the bug with soccer. Mm.
Okay. I have a question. So I'm sure there's a lot of like general sports ones, probably ESPN has a lot of podcasts. I don't know, but I'm assuming because that's kind of their field house.
Yep.
No pun intended. but like, would you suggest someone who comes in as kind of a general sports fan, should they look more into general podcast about like just what's going on in the world? Or do you think it's like podcasting is really for getting specific into what you really like?
I think it's definitely what specifically what you're into, because as much as it was cool for me to so how I found the Total Soccer Show was I looked up on podcasts like about soccer podcasts, and I just tried a couple of random ones, and I really love it now, but it took a while at first because I didn't know who the guys were. I didn't know what they were about. And I think their first podcast, they were doing like a deep dive into the U.S. second division. I was like, I don't care at all about this. So it was a little tough at first.
Yeah.
So I think the other ones I instantly got into because I was already a fan of theirs. So I feel like if you are a baseball fan, you don't listen to any podcasts, but you watch Baseball Tonight and you love, what's that guy's name? Tim Kirchin.
I'm nodding as though I know that name. Yeah. Sure. Tim, of course.
All right. Here we go. If you're a diehard Giants fan, you love Michael Strahan, and you're
there we go.
I love Michael Strahan. I heard once that he like easily could have closed up the gap in his teeth, but he's like, now everyone knows me for it, so I can't freaking change that. Yeah.
I don't know how he has no time. He does 10 million TV shows.
He does everything.
He's amazing. I love that guy. But I think that's a good example of like you know someone in whatever fashion to kind of first check to see if they have something, because they might. They very well might, like, because the example I was using for baseball, that person could very well think, I love what I do, but I only get a total of maybe 15 minutes in an hour-long show to really dig into what I want to dig into. So then I wouldn't be surprised if most of those people had like an hour-long podcast where they really get to break it down.
Right.
Because on a show like Baseball Tonight, you're not going to be able to break down the science behind why this particular pitcher's slider is better than everyone. Like, you're not going to be able to dig into that as much. So
it's more like supplemental. You would go to like TV for your general and then go to the podcast.
I would say, that's a good place to start.
Cool. Nice. Out of all of the soccer podcasts that you listen to, what is one that you would recommend for someone who is very new to the sport, watching the sport? And what is one that you would recommend to someone who is very into soccer and follows it very closely?
Following very closely, I would definitely say Total Soccer Show, because they really break it down better than anyone. And I don't mean this is like they're better than the other podcasts. I enjoy all of them for different reasons, and I think they're probably the smartest in terms of their analysis. Mm-hmm. And for someone who's just starting off, I would probably say, I guess I would say Caught Offside, because they're not big names, but if that's not in the equation at all, and you don't know any of the names of any of these hosts, they just seem much more local. They're very down to earth. Actually, I was mentioning them before. They're actually based in I think they're the ones I'm trying to remember, because the podcasts I listen to, they often mention where their location is. For example, the Men in Blazers, they open up their show every time with saying, from the crap part of Soho. And I think they say something from the Upper East Side. So I think they're like close by. So like that'd be cool if you guys collaborated with them.
Ooh. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Would love to.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of them explaining things to
bring you back to.
Yeah. I could be your
the translator.
Yes, our sports translator.
What he just said there means over to Rob with the translation.
I love it.
Yeah, I would say they're definitely a good place to start. Like they do
I guess it's bi-weekly podcast. They do two, but they released it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Two about hour-long podcasts, and one of the hosts actually always makes a big stink about it being over an hour. He's like, oh, I don't like it when it's over an hour. And the other guy's like, oh, what's the problem? We gotta break this down. They're definitely a good place to start. They dig into it. If you're looking for a shorter podcast, maybe not, because it's at least 50 minutes, closer to an hour. But I think they're definitely a good place to start.
Cool.
Awesome. And the two that I didn't mention is that I am a Manchester United fan, and I listened to two Manchester United specific podcasts.
Yeah,
but
wow.
I actually even made a note. I was like, don't mention these just because, like, unless you're not a fan of this specific team, you're going to be like, you have no reason to listen to this. Like, I will never listen to an Arsenal podcast, a Chelsea podcast, because I'm just not a fan of them. Like,
give them a shout out though.
I love them. And it's no offense because I do love you guys, but I'm sorry. It's not you, it's me. So I listened to the Manchester United Redcast. Actually, I think both of these are based in England. And I also listened to the United Stand podcast. Those guys are amazing. One of the hosts' name is Aaron Paul, and I keep thinking he's talking like he has an interview. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh no, it's the other guy. It's like that commercial with the guy waiting at the airport, and he has a sign from Michael Jordan, and he's so excited, and it's like this like 50, 60 year old bald white dude, and he's like, yeah, it's me. And everyone's like, oh damn it. Someone's at like a Starbucks and they're like, Michael Jordan.
Everyone's just disappointed wherever he goes.
Have you heard about the guy whose name is actually Harry Potter? He's like a lot older, and he went to go see the movie, and they're like, this is a fake ID, and he was like, no, I promise, my name is Harry Potter.
People think my ID is fake sometimes. They think it's like a McLovin because they're like right hand. That's not a last name. I'm like, I swear it's really my last name.
Okay, well, that was amazing.
On that note.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Sorry if I kind of got a little too excited about my podcast.
No, that is what we do.
We never apologize for being excited about podcasts.
We want enthusiasm. That's the best gift.
But I think we're going to,
yeah,
we're definitely going to have to bring you back. Yeah. Like, keep listening to sports ones. So
totally.
Yeah. Especially when there are larger soccer events happening that are being highlighted in podcasts that we don't have the knowledge to follow. We'll have to bring you back to help guide us in what podcasts to listen to during those bigger events.
Actually, I probably should. Okay. So I probably should mention in the world of club soccer, the biggest, the biggest recurring game between two clubs is actually happening today.
Oh.
It's called El Clasico. It's Barcelona and Real Madrid, the two biggest clubs in the world.
On May 6th.
And it's happening today at, in an hour and 45 minutes, at 2:45. I will not be watching that because Athena's friend is in town, so I won't be seeing
it. It's brunch time.
But yes, so, I mean, that's always a huge game. Mm-hmm. That's the two biggest clubs in the world, the two and probably four or five of the best players in the world. It's just an insane game every year. It's basically the Super Bowl in like most countries.
Hmm.
And another big one is
I'm so uncultured.
From, I know. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, because it's the equivalent of like the Yankees Red Sox. If the Yankees and Red Sox were first and second place every year, and it was only they only played each other twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the biggest rivalry, the biggest teams, like everything is massive about it. Mm-hmm. But then also the biggest competition from a club. So it's complicated to explain, but basically the best leagues in the world are all in Europe. And the winners of all those leagues play each other in a separate competition. And the like championship of that tournament is like in a couple of weeks. I don't know the date for that, but it's called the Champions League.
The Champions
And they
League.
Have, yeah, and that's also featuring Real Madrid, coincidentally. And it's going to be Real Madrid and Liverpool. And that's going to be a really good game. And that's always an incredible game. Because Real Madrid broke history by being the first ever team to repeat last year. And somehow they're in the final again.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And somehow with the incredibly pessimistic crowd of soccer fans, people are like, do we think his manager is any good? That's actually a conversation that's happening for a guy who's made it to the biggest competition for three years in a row.
Crazy.
Yeah. If you guys remember the if you guys had heard about a crazy bald French dude in the World Cup final in 2006 who headbutted a guy in the chest. Same guy. He's the coach.
He's the coach now.
I have an understanding of his character now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing coach, but weird guy. Weird guy.
I feel like that's how people describe me. Yeah. I can't really like...
You headbutt people.
Great at reading and podcasting. Weird girl.
My dad made a lot of dad jokes about that, and he would always walk up to me and fake like he was going to headbutt me in the chest and say, bonjour. he's like, this is how French people greet each other. it's just a classic dad joke right there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay, so anyone who's interested in soccer podcasts, and I know what you should be listening for.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you so...
Damn. In unison.
Harmony, yeah.
They do that sometimes. It's a little weird.
Weird girls.
I was going to be like, let's do it, and then it wouldn't have worked out. We didn't have anything planned.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Yeah, this is so fun. We appreciate it.
I was very nervous when I came because, weirdly, I wasn't nervous for me. I was nervous because I was like, wow, I got all these great podcasts. I don't want to forget to name one. That's why I have this like crazy notes thing I have going because I'm like, oh, I can't forget this one. I can't forget that one.
We know the pain.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. Yeah, over to you, Lucy.
Lucy, what would you cover?
Oh my gosh. With sports?
No. Like in the podcast, he's sports.
He's our sports commentator.
Politics.
Maybe
not. Politics.
I could do politics. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Current events and politics. I'm good with that.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. What about y'all? What would be your
Alex,
niche
all comedy? All podcasts that are weird.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Lainey's definitely comedy. Oh, yeah.
Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom.
You would do pressure's like on. Cultural, like. Yeah. Hard hitting
culture. and what's it called? Like fiction?
I think yes. A big fiction one. Yeah. I could see that.
Cool. Nice. All right. Well, tune in next week for
whatever. For my BYOP.
Yes. For Lucy's BYOP. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Rob. This was awesome. This was a really good overview.
I feel like I should have brought like a Potter odd for sports related.
That
would have been
awesome. Next time.
We will bring you back.
I'll come up with some obscure ones. Yeah.
I will get every single question wrong on that, by the way.
I'll make them obscure enough so that Alex will listen to them. It's about football, but it also has to do with zombies chasing you, and it also takes place in a prison, so like it's kind of all the things I was doing.
That sounds so me. Yeah. Perfect.
And also Michael Barbaro says the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
Somehow we get his voice in there.
Winner.
Alright, well, we're gonna sign off today.
And although we're bringing this to an end, we want to tell you about some great things that we have coming up. We're working on some new opportunities to make sure that our frequent listeners and other podcast enthusiasts can engage with us a little bit more. So, Lainey, why don't you tell us a little bit about something that we just launched?
Yes, we just announced it on our Instagram, which is exciting, so I hope everybody saw it. But we have a Patreon page now. And we are just, I mean, we're essentially asking for money, but really, like, that's important so that we can continue creating great content for you guys, and we really love what we do, but it's, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and you gotta finance it some way, so that's where we're starting, and, but you don't just give money, you get things in return, so we have different tiers, and you can do a one-time payment, we're not asking for anything crazy, but also this is to build community and see who's actually engaging with us, and there's a community page, so you can, like, write things, you get content early, and all these fun things, we're gonna announce things on there. So please, I know we ask for reviews, but we're also asking for you to be a part of our community because we're excited.
Absolutely. And as always, we want to thank...
I think Rob should give us that.
As always, we want to thank Rob Brittany.
I think Rob should give us the bah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this thing. I don't know if you're caught up yet, but Lucy one time signed off and said, bah. So it's kind of our new thing. But really, I just meant in general, maybe you should give us the goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
I love that so much. Okay, that's a new thing. Our guests are always going to have to say that back.
Okay.
You start. Yeah, a tradition starts now with you.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
A little bit of sass in there. Okay, cool.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks for listening. As always, we want to thank our amazing producer, Billy Richling, and huge shout out to the wonderful musicians who we talked about a lot today and you should really, really, really check out. Rob Righthand, who you met on this episode.
He's no good. He's no good.
Derek Kirch and Greg Kaplan. Thanks, guys. Rob's music comes in, which is especially meta because he's here with us today.
I have to say, I was telling, or my boss was telling someone about our podcast, and they were like, oh, that's really meta. I was like, yes!
You got it.